Hey everybody, we are back for Dualistic Unity Real with Jackie and Amanda. I am on the road, so thank you so much, Jackie, for holding down top quality audio and video for us today.
Absolutely. I wouldn't say top quality. This microphone does really make shit crispy as fuck. Thank you, Rainer, once again. But I think I like it. I like the difference in scenery from time to time. Maybe it'll cause the conversation to go in a direction, a different direction, just because of set and setting. If you sit in the same place every time, like it triggers a similar schema of thoughts that like are typically running through your mind. But if you switch it up a little bit, you don't know. You don't know what this new situation will bring. Why are you in the car, by the way?
I am going to visit Marie in New York. And so I am on an adventure to go visit one of the very much appreciated and longtime members of the DU community. And when I connect with Marie, we're also going to be seeing June, who happens to be in town, and Jaden, who doesn't live in the city but lives right outside the city. So I'm gonna meet all three of these wonderful people that I've never met in person before. And it's just a very impromptu DU event a little bit, kind of, so I'm very excited to be driving to see them and to connect with them. And right now I'm using my phone as a hotspot, and so I apologize ahead of time to all of you if my video quality or if my audio quality acts up in any way. But that is the cost of an adventure, and I'll pay the price time and time again for another adventure. Let's get it.
I love that. I'm so excited for you guys. That's going to be an amazing time just frolicking about the city, just seeing what happens. It'll be a blast for sure. But I'm actually really shocked that your video and audio is as good as it is. If you're on your hotspot, that's wild.
This is better than
Wow.
what I pay for at home. Like at home, I had like the birds in the background, and there were no real birds, people. There were no real birds, but somehow we heard chirping and tweeting, and I'm in my apartment,
Something like
and
that.
somehow my hotspot works better. But life is like that, isn't it? Where you think something should be the way it is, and then you change the circumstances, and somehow it works better, and you're like, this doesn't make any sense to me, but c'est la vie. Screw it. I'm just glad that it's all working, 'cause I thought that I would be, I don't know, I thought I would be further into the city, but there was a car accident on the drive out of Massachusetts, and it's raining, and so what normally I would have been, much deeper into Connecticut by now, but that's all right. I'd rather drive slow and steady because there's no rush. New York's gonna be there. Marie, June, and Jaden are all gonna be there. So whenever I arrive is when I arrive, and there's no need to panic or to judge the timing, to judge the trip, to judge my arrival time. None of that. It's a part of the adventure, and I accept it as it unfolds.
And that's the best thing you can do. And at least with that mentality, you know that every step of the way you're paying attention and you have the most influence over what happens when you're paying attention in the present moment. Because, if you're driving and you're speeding and you're like worried, checking the GPS or like trying to text somebody, I mean, I know you're not in that much of a rush, but I'm just kind of extending this metaphor into a more general scope. But yeah, the more you're trying to control that situation and make it into the idea of what you think should be happening, it completely distracts you from what's actually going on. And that's when things happen. Like, I luckily have not been in many car accidents, but the one accident that I got in that was my fault was I rear-ended somebody because I was running late and I was late to work and I was flustered about that. And I was driving kind of a long way. I was driving from like LA to back to Santa Barbara. This was when I was in school. And yeah, I was like trying to do all these things. I was trying to like text my boss at the same time. And my GPS was like going all over the place because there was unexpected traffic, because of course there would be. I'm driving through Los Angeles. Anywho. Yeah. So like I wasn't paying attention straight up. And yeah, I rear-ended somebody. No, luckily nobody was hurt. It was bad. Like a lot of stuff was going on. I also really had to pee, but I knew I couldn't stop because I was late. And so like I really had to pee and I like just was not thinking. I was everywhere at once. And that's when shit goes down. And that's not to say that when you're paying attention, shit can't still happen, because it totally can. There are many factors outside of your control, but at least give yourself a fighting chance by being present with whatever's happening and just not letting your mind get the best of you, because it'll try. It'll try. Like we think, I think that if I think about something long and hard enough, like I'll have my bases covered. And I'll be ready. But there's no way to fully prepare yourself for the moment. Any moment. Because you don't know what it's going to call for. And so you can never really be fully prepared or... Yeah. So you just have to roll with it. And once you learn to live life that way, it is a lot more fun. And more possibilities become a thing. Because you could have totally said, oh no, like I have to live stream today. I can't leave until later. But then you don't know what would have happened if you made that choice. But the fact that you were willing and open to doing this shit on the road and just trusting that it would be fine. And if it wasn't, like, whatever. Then we're here now. And I'm happy we're here now. I'm excited for just what we will inevitably getting into today, because I have a lot of things that I'm stirring on. I'm in a really busy weekend. A lot of things are shifting. I'm about to finish my yoga teacher training. So I'm like finishing up my final project. It's due on Sunday, and like thinking through that. And then I also have like a mini share thing that I'm doing, like I'm talking about music and I'm talking about how it can be used in yoga classes, and I have to do like a meditation or like a little presentation about it. And I'm just overthinking it so much, I think. And I have the both of them done, and I'm like all stressed and worried that I'm not going to be able to finish my shit in time. And also like at work right now, So I have to work all weekend, but also I have a meeting with my manager today, talking about like possible promotion thing, but I'm not getting in my head about it. It's like a performance review, but I'm like, they've already had me take like multiple tests and shit. And so I feel like I have to advocate for myself, and I don't know. I just feel there's so many question marks in the air about what they're going to say. What I'm going to say, I don't know. I can't know what I'm going to do in that moment, but I have so many thoughts running in my mind about how the next 3 days are going to go. And it just feels like a lot. Also, I guess we'll just start with that. We'll start with that. A lot of shit, like the idea of stuff happening in the future can feel so heavy at times that I don't recognize how much time I actually have and how my time could better be utilized with just enjoying myself. It's hard for me to tell where I can relax and where I can be more engaged and do more, because I am doing a lot right now, and part of me does recognize that, okay, yeah, that's valid. You have a lot of things going on. Of course, you would feel a little bit overwhelmed. But at the same time, is it a lot, or am I just telling myself it's a lot and not meeting that challenge with some sort of healthy structure? Because I'm like, okay, well, if I like actually started planning out my life and following a schedule and getting things done in a timely manner, like I could do so much more with my days. And part of me feels like I should be doing that. But at the same time, I recognize that I don't have to be doing anything and there's no timeline. And so then I'm just in this in-between place where I have to have responsibility and sensitivity, and it's uncomfortable. But it's funny because I'm exactly where I need to be, and yet I feel so strongly that I'm not, and I doubt myself so much, and I just constantly second guess every choice I make. But that's okay too. That's okay too. But yeah, that's where I'm at. And I'm excited to get into a couple more things too, but I'll let you respond now.
Oh my God. Well, thank you for allowing it. Thank you for it. But on a more serious note, definitely I resonate with how full your weekend feels. My weekend feels just, it feels very, very full. There's a lot of moving parts. I definitely debated in my own head, like, should I ask Jackie if we should reschedule our live? Should I tell Marie and everybody I'm going to be a lot later? Should I cancel going to the city? I have plans in Rhode Island with old friends, and then I have to be back in Massachusetts on Sunday for my traditional Monday through Friday job because we're sponsoring an event. And so I have to be back to be at that sponsorship. And so we're going to be on the road for a good chunk of this weekend. And I'm so thinking, you know, should I move things? Should I cancel things? Should I still commit to them? Am I being scared? Am I not trying to, you know, give my all? And it's all of that and none of that, you know. Could you be doing something different? Yes. Could you be doing more? Well, what's more? Because you're doing so much. You're being this moment. You can't be more of this moment than you already are. So the idea of doing more is such a funny concept. I can't be more here. I can feel like I'm not here. I can feel like I am here. But I actually, the situation, the here-ness doesn't actually change. Like, I'm always here. And it just looks different because last weekend it wasn't so full. And so when you're telling me about, you know, you're wrapping up the training, you're potentially discussing a change at your current job, you're meeting me for the live, you are taking care of yourself, your mind and your body, and you still have to eat. Today's the first. We just paid rent. You know, like there's so much that even just happened today. And so it is enough. It is okay. And although there are a lot of moving pieces, I don't have to judge the pace at that movement. I don't have to judge the direction in which things are moving, but I can just remind myself that, you know, even if I have a to-do list of 10 things, I can only really do one thing at a time. What can I do right now? What is available? What makes sense? What do I not have to force? So in the moment, although we have work on Sunday, we've got a birthday party on Saturday, we've got plans later in the night, right now we're driving. So, and right now, right now, we are on the live. So what did we do in the middle of our drive, or the beginning of our drive, really, if we're being honest? We pulled over at a gas station, and we are doing the live because that is what is available and what I chose to do with this, with the options available to me. And when I get back on the road, we're gonna get back on the road, and then we will be driving. But right now, I'm not worried about the drive. or I'm not thinking about it, because I could worry, I could just think about it without worrying, but we're just not. We're not thinking about the drive. We're not thinking about birthday plans. We're not thinking about tonight's plans. We're not thinking about work on Sunday. We are just really glad. I'm really glad to be chatting with you. I so look forward to it. And so that's how I brought myself back when I was thinking about, should we cancel or should we reschedule? And I thought, I'm really looking forward to chatting with you, Jackie. And that was my priority. And everything else can wait, because everything else will be there. It's all going to be there. Like, it's not like chatting with you all of a sudden deletes the rest of my Friday. Like, oh, that's it. I'm just going to go into a void. We're going to get sucked into a wormhole, and then we'll get spat out Saturday morning to do Saturday's to-do list. Like, you know, like once we're done with this live, the rest of those options become closer, and I can pick from any of those options again. And the option we'll likely pick is finish the drive. Because again, no matter how much I can effectively multitask, you know, or I can appear to multitask, we're only ever focusing on one thing at a time. And that's okay. You know, although you could, there's like a quote that comes to mind, and it's like, you can do anything, but not all at once. You can do anything, but not all at once. And that's okay. I don't need to do everything all at once. It reminds me of an analogy that Ray and Andrew had shared in one of their episodes, was that, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm not trying to enjoy the whole meal of this weekend in one bite. I'm okay taking one bite at a time and savoring the flavor of that bite. And although I look forward to various flavors, I don't need to taste everything at once. I couldn't even if I wanted to. So busy schedule or not, I'm glad that we at the moment are saying, fuck that to-do list. I'm chatting with my girl. I'm chatting with my friend. I am on some side road at some gas station I'll probably never be at again. And I don't need to think about anything other. I don't have to think. I'm enjoying here with you.
Oh, yeah, this is just our girl time. There's people watching, but we're not here for y'all. We're here just for the sake of doing this, of being here, of conducting this experiment together, of just doing this, showing up, however condition we are in. Wherever we may be in the world, just showing up and allowing that to be enough. Oh my goodness. And while you were talking, I was thinking about not doing enough and the concept of just enough in general. Like, what do we mean by that? Because there's never gonna be an end to that. And that doesn't mean you should do nothing, but also if you were trying to maximize your productivity, there would always be something left unaddressed. That it's physically impossible to fix everything. The world is constantly descending into chaos. It's one of my favorite things just to observe. Is the product of, I think it's entropy, where it's just things continue to get more random and more, not random, but like continue to go in a billion different directions and have infinite variations. And looking that in the face, it doesn't fucking make sense to try and hold on and be like, oh, this over here, this over here, this over here. Like, my attention needs to be everywhere at once. I don't have enough hands to plug all the holes that I assume are wrong in my life. All the things that I feel like I'm not doing, or where my attention is, where my attention needs to be, where it's not. But that need is only created in my own mind. Because the only thing I really need to be doing is existing and being whatever it is that I am. Ooh, will the Amanda and Jackie show have guests? Yes, at some point. We're in the works on that. Let us know if there's anyone specifically you would want us to talk to. Interview members of the community, like get to know the audience segment. That's kind of fun. Yeah, no, there are certain members of the community that we've already talked about speaking with or just bringing on the show because we all know how brilliant they are, and we want everyone else to know who just may not be on Patreon or is maybe on the fence about joining Patreon and is kind of trying to see like what we're all about, because they hear the four of us talk and they hear, you know, some people on the round tables, but that's, I think, the beauty of it, the community. And especially because we don't want anybody to think that it's us, the hosts, that are coming up with these insights or are responsible for anyone's growth, because that is never, ever, ever the case. And you should not look at any of us as being superior to you. So just because I have a microphone doesn't mean I'm any different or any more of an authority. So I just want that to be said, just in general, because we had an interesting conversation earlier, just about like the need that can sometimes come up, and people have ideas of you and they really cling on to that idea of you because it validates their idea of themselves, or it fits into a storyline that they're trying to believe in, and they see you as some sort of like angel god sitting on a hill who is perfect, but ain't no one person in this whole world perfect. Everybody is everything and has, you know, the entire spectrum is on the table with every person. So you should never look at anybody other than yourself and think that they're going to fix you, or that there's like, you should aspire to live like them because they seem to have it figured out, because that question and that answer can only, yeah, that question can only be answered by you. That answer comes from your unique perspective and experiences, and that's not going to look the same at all to everybody. So yeah, what do you think, Amanda? Who should we have on the show? Or I don't know if you can just name names about like people, but like community, like the idea of a community series definitely sounds fun.
Oh yeah, I definitely want to have members of the community as guests. I know one of the first people that I thought of when you and I were even thinking about doing this was Jazz. Yeah, oh, I love that you said that like at the same time as me. Absolutely. You know, not only do I love Jazz's one-liners, which are chef's kiss, people. Absolutely, absolutely magnificent. But just watching the journey of Jazz and so many other people is just without a doubt awe-inspiring, because no one is trying to make it seem like their journey is just easy or that it's done. And they show the parts, they you know, everyone is sharing the good, the bad, and the ugly. And not what's ugly to what they perceive everyone else thinks, but what they think is ugly, which is the scariest thing to share. And so, you know, I definitely was thinking of interviewing members of the community and other podcast hosts and Ray and Andrew, and definitely want to have them as guests. And so I'm excited to see that unfold. I love it. Jazz is the one-liner goat. Absolutely. Absolutely. Without a doubt. Long may they reign. And I love one of the questions, which was, loving this, I struggle with getting overwhelmed by the number of things I could be doing. How do you guys pick which thing to do? Is the thing I pick even relevant, or should I just shut the fuck up and pick one? I love the juiciness of that question. And it's always a matter of opinion whether or not something's relevant. I love when we have our Patreon groups or our public group Zoom calls and someone raises their hands and then they say, I'm going to take us off topic. I don't know if this is relevant. And it's like, we're talking about life. How is it not relevant? We're talking about reality, experience, existence. How is it not relevant? It is all connected because it's all a part of the same package to some degree. And when I'm thinking about my to-do list, when I'm thinking about making a selection of something to do, not only do I think, you know, is this pertaining to a goal, but also is it connected to a need? Am I attaching to it? Do I think that this means something about me? If I don't do this, am I going to freak out? And, you know, I ask myself different questions, at least in the past. More recently, I've just been thinking, you know, where do I want to move my attention? I could do anything. I could do anything at any given moment. What do I want to do? And I feel comfortable in knowing that even if I make a choice and I don't like it afterwards, I can just change it. No choice is stuck. Let's say we've got laundry. We've got paying bills online. We've got hanging out with a friend and we've got dishes, right? We've got that list. I could pick laundry and then in the midst of getting all my stuff ready for laundry, I could be like, man, those dishes smell rank. I think I'm going to change my mind. I think I'm going to go clean those dishes. And then I could do the dishes. And then instead of going back to laundry, I could then think, you know what? Let me, you know, I have a little bit of time. I'm going to go pay my bills on my computer. And then I could finish paying my bills and then go see my friends. And the thing that we started with, which was laundry, that we changed our mind about, could get pushed to the next day. Now, does that mean that I am not an adult? Does that mean that I am not productive? Does that mean that I am a horrible person because I decided to do laundry and then changed my mind and then pushed it to the next day? No, it doesn't mean anything. It means, or not means, it's just I observe that when I picked something, I didn't want to do that anymore. And so I didn't. You know, life isn't a prison sentence. It's not, nothing is set in stone to a greater degree, nothing is set in stone. So if you make a choice and you don't like it, you can change it. And you can look at why don't I want to do the laundry, but it's not an existential crisis if I decide to change my mind about my to-do list. Like, it doesn't have to be, it could be, but if I spend my time thinking about why I did something or why I didn't do something, then I'm going to be in paralysis. I'm not going to do anything because what I am doing is just judging myself. That is what I am doing in that moment. And I don't have to do that. That's not required. And any opinion that I have is just an opinion, you know, and my opinion isn't the totality of my experience. My opinion isn't everything. It's just an opinion, and I don't have to take it seriously, even when it comes from me.
Beautifully said, Amanda. I think this question, and I've been struggling with this a lot in my life. I'll be honest with you. Like, I don't have this figured out. I don't have an answer for you because your answer is only your own. And I have been, you know, trying to accept and work through the understanding that my path is only my own and that I have to be the one to choose how I spend my time. And there's no right way to do that. And that kind of pisses me off because I wish there was, but it's not really about what you're doing necessarily, but why. And I think if you figure out the why, the what kind of also figures itself out, because there are things that you're already doing, you know, during your day, you are interacting with the reality around you constantly, 24/7. You're never not doing something. So just notice what you're already doing and notice how it makes you feel. Notice the effects of it. And then if that's something that you want to continue doing, then continue doing it. And if it's something that you realize has consequences that you don't particularly enjoy, then you can let that go and you can open up space in your life for maybe that next thing that you're really passionate about to come in. And that I feel like can only happen if you stop trying to decide beforehand all the things that you do and don't do, and like coming up with a list of habits you want to have and like scheduling them into your life and then beating yourself up when you don't do all of them and creating pressure on yourself because fucking guilty. Oh my gosh. I have journals from like 2 years ago with like habit trackers, and it has like I wrote this all out by hand, like very intensely, like bullet journal. I had like 10 habits listed out, and then I had a day of the week and I would like check it off, and I would feel super good about myself when I was like doing all check marks and I felt like I really had my life together. And that was the extent of discipline. Like that was the most disciplined I've ever been, you know, when I was scheduling out my time like that, and also like hour by hour planning things out. It was kind of how I needed to survive, at least for school. I think some organization is good, and like keeping yourself on track, I think, is good. I've just been on this journey the last like 6 months or so of learning how to imbue the things that I do on a daily basis, or just the mentality I'm embodying of just intention and appreciation. And so just a tiny little bit of intention, I feel like, or priorities is enough to move yourself. And you don't need to be trying to fly through life at lightning pace by like really strictly controlling when you do all these things that you love doing. You can do that, but that really, in my experience, has caused me a lot of internal suffering and strife, because I just have such a resistance to where I'm at right now. And if I have all these ideas about how I should be acting or where I should be by now, I'm just wasting the only thing that I ever do have, which is right now. But like when you have a good relationship with right now and you can accept that, then other options then appear on the table. And it's like, okay, well, this is something I know I don't need to do it, but I genuinely enjoy doing this. So yeah, let me invest a little bit of time. You know, I think that's okay too, is to invest like a little bit of discipline. If it's something that you know that you want to do, that's something with yoga that I found to be extremely valuable, because I don't want to show up every day. But there is a level of faith in myself, and I don't know, like it felt loving to me to show up for myself even if I don't want to. So I do believe that there is a little bit of discipline that is healthy and I think can enhance your experience. But it's just when we go overboard with it and we tell ourselves like, this is the only way to be, I can't change my mind, and just really trying to maintain a solid idea of yourself through the things that you're doing every day. But that was my long-winded answer to that question.
I love that. That was a great rant. It's so easy to think, you know, as it's been mentioned in the comments, you know, sometimes I feel like there's a correct choice, but it's only correct in your opinion of judging any other choice except the correct one. It's just a matter of an opinion. We just think that we know what we should be doing. And it's like, what do you mean should? I should be doing something other than what's happening right now. Like, when it's not now. But now should be different. And you're like, kind of like, no, I'm bugging. Like, no, there is no should. There's what's happening and what I can do with what's happening. And what's happening is in a constant flux. It's in constant change. So if I like it, it's going to change. If I don't like it, it's going to change. Like, it's just always going to change. So when I tell myself that something should be happening, I'm judging what is happening. And that usually perpetuates and maintains what's the opinion of what isn't happening. So let's say I wake up at 10 a.m. and I beat myself up that I should have woken up at 8. And that dread that overcomes me really doesn't inspire me to get out of bed at all. So in judging myself for being in bed at 10 a.m., I may not get out of bed until 11 because I'm giving myself such a guilt trip about how I should have been up at 8 and how my whole day is ruined. And so me judging what's happening is getting in the way of that changing into something that I can do something with that's closer to where my idea is. But if I wake up at 10, the option isn't that I have to beat myself up because we didn't wake up at 8. It's to say, okay, we had a plan to wake up at 8, but it's not 8. So what am I going to do at 10? I'm going to get up and just live. I'm just going to get up and make and just start doing and start, you know, doing with what's available. And what's available is the time I tell myself shouldn't be. But I can't change. I can't change that. So it feels like the shoulds delay transformation. If I don't think of something should be, if I don't think that something should be different, then I can just be, I can like work with the potential and I can see that, okay, maybe we woke up a little bit later, but as we woke up later, we happened to walk down the stairs to check our mail and we had an amazing conversation with our neighbor that gave us a brilliant idea that relates to another task that we had on the to-do list, right? And so having that chat with the neighbor was a total surprise. But if I had woken up at 8 like I should have, and then I wouldn't have been home at 10 to check the mail. I wouldn't have been home to have that conversation. And I wouldn't have been able to make, to receive or to make the most of what was. And it led to a place that was unexpected. And this is why I love the quote, the best things in life are unexpected because there were no expectations. And that's the first quote that I ever like put down on paper and like taped to my wall. And I love that. And I think I was probably like 15 when I did that. And I loved it because I thought about like the way that I met my best friend of 20 years was so unexpected. And I never expected to make friends with her. And so it felt like the best surprise because I didn't see it coming, right? But before I had met her, I had an idea of what best friends were, what friendships were. And I had expectations. And if people didn't meet those expectations, I tended to cut them off. You know, when I think about my first romantic relationship, it came out of nowhere. And I had expectations of what boyfriend should be, what girlfriend should be. And out of nowhere, I meet this guy and it turns out way better than I expected. And so when I think back on personal and professional moments in my life, the best ones, the things that I consider the best are all the things I never expected, or all the things that blew up my expectations of what I thought those particular instances could have been, should have been in my mind. And so as much as I like planning, when the plan changes, I don't need to complain that the plan is changing. I can just change. I can just change. So it's a little trippy, but I'd rather it feel trippy than infuriatingly frustrating.
We just make the assumption that the way that we think things should go is the way that they should have gone. The way that, and you're so right, like that expectation is setting yourself up for disappointment because shit is never going to turn out like you're thinking it will ever. And it's funny that you said that sleeping in thing. That has been, oh my God, the bane of my existence. I snooze my alarm like it's an Olympic fucking sport. I want that to be known. I want that to be known is that I'm a sleepy girl, and that's something I'm trying to work on is loving myself enough to rise when I want to rise. But again, I'm caught in this gray area of like, okay, but do I really know if waking up early is better? Like, my schedule is so weird. I get off at like 11 p.m. a lot of nights. So of course I would want to sleep in. And so I'm trying to give myself grace and also take responsibility at the same time. And then what results is this murky in-between state where, like, some days I'm really good. Like, if I have to be up, I'm up and there's no issue. But if I maybe like make a rough plan for my day and then I decide to sleep in and like not do the first two things on my to-do list for that day, or I'm like, oh, I'll do that shit a different day, that's okay too. But I still will beat myself up for it. So it's wild, but at the end of the day, I don't know what the result of this process is going to be. Maybe I'll figure it out. Or maybe I'm just the type of person that works better at 2 a.m. than 5 a.m. They're just, people function different ways. And I have all of these assumptions and preconceived notions that I've been working through that have been coming up. And it's interesting to me to see what I judge myself for, because I can be like really ruthless sometimes about shit that doesn't matter. And that's okay. It's just about like noticing it. And as I've begun to notice them, I've been able to give myself a little bit more of a break. And I think if you're able to just give yourself a break when you, for example, snooze your alarm and you wake up at 10 and you were like, and you have the temptation to be like, oh, well, the rest of the day is ruined. I can't, you know, better luck next time, better luck tomorrow. But that also is dodging that responsibility. It's like, no, your responsibility is every single moment. It's not just the little to-do list things that you check off. And if you're doing them, then you're responsible, because you can slack off in all different types of ways. You cannot fully give your attention to anything, but you can tell yourself that you're still doing all the things that you should be doing. But at the end of the day, you're not. Even when you are being as disciplined and as perfect as you physically can, you don't know if that's the best outcome. You don't know if that's how that's going to turn out at all. And the uncertainty of that is what can sort of bring you back down to earth and be like, okay, well, it's 10. What's the next best step? What's the next thing? That's always what our focus should be. Or not the next step, like 10 steps down the road, like the next step 30 seconds from now, 1 second from now, right now. What are you doing? What can we do with this now? I can't do anything about what already happened. And not even what can I do, but what do I want to do? I think that's the best way to steer your life. Like, just listen to your feelings about things. And where things get confusing and overwhelming is when we try to live up to everybody else's standards for how we should be living and how we should be thinking about ourselves and our own standards. And these are all fucking contradictory and paradoxical, and there is no right way at all. Your right way is your way. And that's it. That's all. That's all there is to it. But geez, wouldn't it be nice to just recognize that all the time and just being able to live that fully? Wouldn't that be nice? You know, it's only nice in comparison to how I'm living right now, I guess, or like how I've lived in the past where it's been really bad in terms of me. Yeah, like I get sick of it, but also if it was never there, I would be kind of a asshole, I think.
I think it goes both ways, you know, if things were always shit, right? We would get sick of it. And we do. We get sick of like, well, why can't I just catch a break? And I've heard myself say that. I've heard other people say that after you've had like wave after wave after wave of shit hit you, you're like, damn it, I just want a break. But it would be the same way if things were always pleasant. If you always got what you wanted, you'd be like, this is boring. Why? I almost don't want to get it. And when we were talking about, you know, finding the right way or being productive or being able to do more, I know people. Not only do I know people who are extremely productive and practical and logical, right? And I used to be one of those people. I used to embody that more. They don't feel fulfilled. And so I like the way that I think it's somebody had said it, I forget who, but it was like success without fulfillment, right? So you could have the job and the house or the penthouse and the car and the partner and the title, and you could have that. You could have an assistant sure that every minute of your day is accounted for and productive and still feel empty. And so I love that I have experience chatting with people that, in my opinion, made it, because it was so easy to see that they didn't feel like it was heaven on earth all the time, that they didn't feel, people that I thought were at the top didn't feel fulfilled, didn't feel content with their life. And it was because there was, or at least in my theory, they weren't fulfilled because the thing that they told themselves that they needed, once they got it, they realized it didn't change the experience that they were having inside. It didn't change the experience that they were creating and therefore living within. And so you can have the house and the car and the money and the title. And if you think you need those things, even when you get them, it's still not going to fill the hole in your mind. And it's like, of course not, because you're living through this mindset of a bucket with a hole in it. And so how do you fill a bucket with a hole in it? You don't, because there's a fucking hole. So you can't fill the goddamn bucket, you know? And there's so many ways that I mentally lived like I was a bucket with a hole in it. And now I can, it's fun to just realize that, like, I'm not the fucking bucket. I am not an incomplete if-then equation. If I have that job, then I'll be happy. If I have that title, then I'll be respected. And if I'm respected, then I'll be fulfilled. Life is not an if-then equation. You can pursue things. You can have goals. You can have plans. But they mean nothing about you, because you don't need to accomplish something to be complete. You don't need to accomplish something to be enough. You're already enough. And so when I was talking with my boss about, you know, work, I was pretty much saying that, like, I am content with my job and I don't have aspirations to take their spot. I don't want to be the vice president at work. I used to, and I don't want to now, because back then I wanted to be the VP because I thought that that's how I would demand respect, that that's how I would guarantee respect. And I respect my choices. I respect my life. I respect my time. And I don't need anyone else to. And so I don't need a seal of approval. I don't need you to put a gold star on my chart. We're good. You know, so my life right now on paper, not impressive in the way that I used to view it. Not that somebody else wouldn't look at my life and think that's a great life, right? So I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that the way that I used to judge my life in a very black and white terms, if I were to look at my life through my 20-year-old eyes, I would judge the hell out of the life that I'm living. There is, you know, no home ownership. There is no partner. There's no marriage. There's no kids. There's no VP director level position. There is none of that. And I've never been more happy. I'm also not chatting with my family in the way that I thought that we would. You know, we're not as close as I thought we would be at this point. And, you know, and so on paper, my life has never looked more solitary or less or with a lack of accomplishments in the traditional sense. And I've never been happier. It's because I don't need to do any of those things. Like, there's nothing to do because I'm just content with everything as it is. And as it changes, I can appreciate the new things. I can appreciate things going or things arriving. But I don't need anything to change to appreciate that I'm all I ever needed. That this moment is enough for me. That I am enough for me. That my life is enough for me as it is, and that I don't need anyone or any job to make it feel better or complete or legitimate or valid. My life is mine, and I'm so happy that I'm finally enjoying it in a way that I haven't before. And so when I thought about rescheduling our call, I was like, no, these calls are a part of the way that I appreciate my life, the way that I experience my life. And so, no, I don't want to reschedule it if I'm not sick. So, you know, like this is enough. These conversations are enough. And so I don't need you to do anything differently. I don't need you to show up differently. I don't need to show up any differently. This is all enough.
Well, that really touched something within me, Amanda. That was beautiful. Yeah. It's like we are so, it's, oh my God. We want to be enough for everyone else, but we really just want to be enough for ourselves. And this ties into something else that I wanted to bring up today was just the fear of being seen. That's something, and I think it ties in very closely with the fear of wanting to, of not doing things right, of not being enough. Like, they go hand in hand, because the fear of being seen is just the fear of not stacking up, the fear of being judged. But when you know there's no basis for comparison, judgment doesn't make sense. But as long as I'm still invested in any idea of myself as the truth, I'm gonna suffer through both of those things of having so much anxiety and so much thought and so many narratives and so many hypotheticals running through my mind at every step I take. Like, I have to live with that constant stress, but then also the stress of how it's looking to everybody else and trying to maintain like an image, but really nobody actually sees you in the way that you think that you're making everybody see you. That certainty is never actual certainty. It's never that way. And so then all you're left with is fucking you. All you're left with is your moment to moment experience, your day. You know, how you feel when you're walking to your car or like sitting on the toilet or making breakfast in the morning. That's your life. And we just overcomplicate it so much and create all this pressure and suffering when we can't fucking know. And it's weird that I can know that. And it's still very much a thing that I deal with on a daily basis, because I just think that goes to show that this conversation is not reality. Like, this conversation is a conversation and we take from it what we will. And it's a great exercise and practice of embracing uncertainty, but it's not the whole thing, not even close. Like, the whole thing is you and actually how you show up for yourself. And you know if you're not showing up in the way that you I struggle to find the word, because it's not should be, it's not need to. It's you know if you're overcomplicating things. You know, if you're giving your, I don't know. I feel like clarity is something that takes a while to be worked through. Like, you can see something and think you get it, but really you don't. And it's still like processing through your entire being, like your cells and all of the little moments where you see that situation pop up that you think you understand conceptually, and noticing your own pattern and then taking responsibility for it. It's a slow and arduous process, but you're also not going anywhere. You're just refining your appreciation of and relationship with yourself, the experience of you being. And you can also accept that that process is never going to end. So it's okay to just be okay with where you are, even if there are certain things that you're like, okay, maybe I will change this, but that doesn't mean I'm a piece of shit for example, like snoozing my alarm. Like, I could decide eventually that I'm not going to do that anymore and I'm going to fucking wake up and maybe that'll work for me. But I don't need to judge myself for the times in my life where I have not been good at that or slept through my alarms. Like, that it can be both at the same time. You can have responsibility and want to like really be involved with your experience and make it what it is. You don't have to surrender 100% control and just sort of throw everything to the wayside and just be like, yeah, it's all perfect, it'll work out, so I don't have to do anything, or I don't have to be intentional about the way that I live my life or spend my time. But it's almost like, in order to be lighthearted about it, you have to have the underlying understanding that you're not actually in control, that like it's just going to happen how it's going to happen. You are what you are, and that's simply not going to change. And through that, there can be this relaxation that just is with you all the time. And then anything that you do decide to be disciplined or rigid about is your choice. And so therefore, it's not this like huge daunting thing that like haunts you at all hours of the day. And you can have more of your moments back to just be. Oh my God. Okay, Amanda. Amanda just informed me that her laptop is dying. So we're going to have to call it here soon. But
yeah, I'm like at 13% and I'm like watching it like a fucking countdown, like tick, 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 tick. It's like, we've only got 2 minutes. Defuse the bomb. Which wire are we cutting? You know, it's like, I feel the pressure of the time. But no, it's been an absolute blast chatting. I'm so glad that we got to have this. And oh my goodness, thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. I'm glad that I got to say goodbye before my laptop died on me, because, you know, that could always happen. It's like chatting and then disappears into the darkness. I'm like, which is so fitting because there's so much darkness. But I don't want to leave, because I did joke about being like a horror movie. And then if I would have just disappeared all of a sudden, it would have added to that story. So we're safe. We're in the car. Doors are locked. We are going to drive safely to New York. It stopped raining, so that's fantastic. But thank you so much, everybody. We will be doing another live next Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And please join us on Sunday for our Patreon chats. All that information can be found at dualisticunity.com.